Hi there and welcome to another edition of the OzCham Beijing podcast series. Today, I'm joined by Wilfred, a partner at Grant Thornton, to talk briefly about tax reform in mainland China. Thank you very much for joining us today, Mr. Chiu.
Thanks, Dan.
So, first of all, taxation is undoubtedly a very challenging area for companies operating in China, as well as keeping up with all the reforms that are coming through. What would you say are some of the major changes that you've noticed in the area of tax reform since yourself or Grant Thornton has entered the Chinese market?
Okay, that's a very good question. I joined Grant Thornton since a long time ago, 1990s, and Grant Thornton entered into China also around in 1990s. And China has undergone a number of big tax reform, including the unification of enterprise income tax for joint ventures and wholly owned foreign enterprise. And also reform in the turnover tax in 1994. And then the unification of corporate income tax again, that time is for the domestic company as well as foreign investor enterprise. And then recently, the 2012 restarted the VAT reform. All over all those years, I think one major phenomenon is not only the update of the regulations and the tax system, but also the improvement in the tax enforcement. Take for example the transfer pricing, and always the SAT, the State Administration of Taxation's attention and focus of effort on administration of foreign invested enterprises and foreign enterprises.
So on that transfer pricing topic, in March of this year, Grant Thornton published a transfer pricing alert focused on this so-called Announcement 16. Would you be able to provide a little bit of an overview of some of the implications of this announcement and what the potential impact on foreign companies and especially Australian companies operating in the mainland, in mainland China?
Okay, yes, this is a very good example. The Announcement 16, the aim of this announcement is to strengthen the administration of transfer pricing on outbound payments from China entity to overseas related parties. Basically, the announcement specifies that unless certain conditions are fulfilled, otherwise the state administrations of taxation can disallow the deduction for those payments. So on the enforcement side, not only the overseas remittance is subject to the scrutiny regarding the withholding tax, but also the deduction for the corporate income tax from the Chinese subsidiaries' perspective.
Right. So would you be able to provide an example of, say, how this might affect a purchase of raw materials by an overseas entity and then the subsequent resale of that material to its Chinese manufacturing affiliate?
Oh, yes. So in your example, let's say for overseas entity, then purchase and sourcing raw material and resell to its Chinese subsidiary. It is assumed that and required that the selling price is charged at arm's length under the transfer pricing regime. And in some occasion, the foreign entities or its related companies also charge, say, a centralized sourcing service fee. If this scenario happens, the tax authority may consider there's a duplication of charge. On the one hand, the selling price has been charged on arm's length. And second, there's a double charge of the service fee. So this service fee probably may not be deductible.
Right. Well, moving on, in June, Grant Thornton published a China tax alert on the current progress of China value-added tax reform, which really focused on VAT reform in real estate and the financial services industry. Would you be able to provide a bit of an overview of the announcement and how you expect it to affect real estate and financial services companies?
All right. Yes, it is a requirement of the State Administration Taxation and the Chinese government that the VAT reform should be completed by the end of 2015. In the coming month, we anticipate that the announcement will come out to specify how the financial service sector and also the real estate sector, because of the tax rate the computation method, what is deductible on the input VAT, and there will be an implication, there will be an impact on the pricing, on the costing, on the business transaction, the process, and it will have a great impact on the sectors concerned.
Absolutely. So it'll be very important that companies operating in China will be very much across this area. Can you provide us with a bit of brief overview of the services that Grant Thornton provides in mainland China and what you can do to help clients or member companies who are operating here?
All right. Our firm has 22 offices all over China, including Hong Kong. And we provide, like other member firms, we provide full services, including audit, tax, and advisory. My personal focus is on taxation. So we'll provide foreign clients, investing in China or doing business in China, tax compliance and tax advisory services. For those foreign companies that they don't have a full finance team here operate in their first stage of operation, we may also offer our assistance in outsourcing services, including accounting and business registration services.
So what are some major events in Chinese tax reform that you expect the second half of the 2015 year?
All right, in the rest of the year, I will anticipate the VAT reform on the rest of the sectors, and also the transfer pricing regulations, the circular tool. Yeah, it is on transfer pricing.
So those are the two major areas to keep an eye on for the second half of 2015. So one final question, what tips do you have for our members to stay across all the reforms that are happening in the taxation, in the space of taxation?
All right, I think have a good business partner, like accountant, like us, and watch out for the announcement that published by our website. And we also have Weixin platform to make the update of taxation and investment regulations.
Right, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for your time this afternoon, Mr. Teo. I'm sure all the information you provided us and our members will be very, very useful. And this podcast is part of a growing resource base available at the AusCham website, www.auscham.org.